Oh, hello there. It's the titular Matt Stewart letting you know that I'm going to be in Sydney, Australia, and then Brisbane, Australia, doing short runs of my show, Dryer Dryer. Sydney from the 8th to the 12th of May, Brisbane from the 16th to the 19th of May. Hey, but also, you might not know this, I'm doing a live Who Knew It with Matt Stewart in Sydney on the 13th of May and in Brisbane on the 14th of May. Holy moly, am I looking forward to these shows. Please get tickets for all of these now. If you use the discount code DOGOON, that might work. I'm not sure, but worth a try. Really hope to see you there. Sydney especially, please come along. Brisbane also, though you're buying tickets earlier, better. Sydney lift, please. All right, I'll see you soon now. On with the show.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Who Knew with Matt Stewart, the show where the guests write the wrong answers. I'm the titular Matt Stewart. And our first guest, you may know from her podcast, Mish and Zach's Leguizamarama. It's Big Wet herself, Mish Wittrop.
Big Wet is in the fucking house. You're very welcome. You are very welcome.
Just got humid in here. Our second guest, maybe this is why, our second guest is from the Being Hot is Hard podcast. She's the one with the gentle energy. It's Cass Page. When you get big wet and you get a lot of hot in the same room, that's when humidity is created.
That's right. Wow. Although Cass hasn't said a thing yet. So maybe she's not here.
Maybe I'm not here. I realize in the middle of the clapping, I'm like, wow, this is nice. I'm really happy to be here and I wasn't talking. I'm so sorry. Oh, you said gentle energy and I'm like, that's so nice. Wow, I'm really happy to be here.
That's gentle. It doesn't get much more gentle than just quietly.
And it is too gentle.
Yeah.
I'm slipping into a room like a whisper.
Our third, fart. Two very different things, I think. But our third, I think you're more of a whisper than a fart to me, Cass. Our third guest this week is known as the internet's number one party boy from the Weekly Planet. It's Nick Mason.
Hello. It's great to be here. I'm a regular humidity, regular temperature. Everything's very regular.
Are you actually known as the internet's number one party boy? Is that a thing from the pod?
No, I've made that up. I've given myself a nickname.
That's such a clever nickname to give yourself, because if that catches on at all,
yeah, sure.
What a fucking legend. I'm Big Wet. You're the number one party boy on the internet, and I've decided to ride this Big Wet thing, and that's horrific. Like, I could be 60 and have someone come up to me and be like, oh, hello, back in the day, were you Big Wet? And that's at that point, I'll just throw myself off the fucking bridge. Don't keep that in.
She decided to ride that Big Wet thing. Yeah. That could go on your tombstone, I think.
That's exactly right.
If the bridge was over water, that would be what a fitting way to go for you.
Yeah, that's... She died doing what she loved.
Yeah. Her and the even bigger Wet became one at last.
Yeah. Big Wet was the infinite Wet.
So the way the show works, I ask a relatively obscure trivia question. Our contestants have to write a convincing fake answer. I then read their answers as well as the real one, and they have to guess which one is correct. And the first question comes from listener Hayley.
I love this game. Every time you describe it, I just get a little bit excited. Because also, it's also been established that I'm quite good at it.
Well, must be nice. Must be quite nice.
So, Hayley's question is, what is the meaning of the German word, and apologies in advance for the pronunciation here, Eierschalen soll Buchstellen Vera Sacha.
And how do you spell that?
Eierschalen soll Buchstellen Vera Sacha. Eierschalen soll Buchstellen Vera Sacha. I don't know if I'm getting that. Yeah. I'm probably not really close to that. Well, I guess just make up we'll give us a meaning to a German thing.
Sure.
Sorry, we're starting on a hard one. Although Mish has already put the phone down.
I am deeply regretting how cocky I was. I should have left that out and just known within that I'm good. There was no need for me to tell you all because now I'm going to do badly.
I've never had a bigger creative block in my life than right now. I'm like, I don't even know what words mean.
Yeah, not at all.
Well, while you're writing your answers, I'll explain to the audience how the scoring works. You get 1 point if your fake answer is guessed by the other contestant, and another point if you correctly guess the answer. And by the way, I'm also playing as the house. I put into my own fake answers for each question, and I get a point for each one of those that I guess choose. So each of us can score up to 3 points per round, which seems fair, but the probability actually favors me, the house. And because of that, the guests get triple points in the final round to even things up a bit. Anyway, our questions come from our great Patreon supporters. And if you want to submit a question, sign up on any level at patreon.com/dugornpod, which is linked in the show notes. Looks like the answer in for question number one. And it is, damn it, I got to say it again. What is the meaning of the German word Eierschachteln Solbruchstellen Verisascha? That's the worst of the three attempts I've had, I reckon.
I wonder if anyone who speaks German listening has been able to make out what you are trying to say.
I don't think. I listened to a tutorial on how to say it, and it's the word. I'm trying to say it like I heard it, but I'm not. You know what I mean? Like the sounds are not coming. They're not anywhere near what I heard.
Can you cut and paste it and send it to us so I can like look at it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Now?
I mean, yeah, or later. It doesn't matter. No.
I'd like you to send it to me tonight at midnight.
Yeah.
Send mine next week.
It's just I'm having trouble understanding anything right now.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if looking at it will help, but see, there you go. That's what it looks like.
Oh, it's hyphenated. Okay. That changes things.
Yeah.
Oh. Nah, it doesn't help. Not at all.
Schalen Solbuchstellen Verusascha.
Oh, this is the opening to Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
Oh, you're Schalen Solbuchstellen.
So, here are your options. It's a device used to crack open eggs, literally translating to eggshell predetermined breaking point causer. May your suspenders never sag on a hot summer's day. That's option two.
That's very funny and not it.
Then you've got the legal term for the crime of knowingly selling stolen goods. A pop star's backup dancer and or backup singer. A feeling halfway between embarrassment and relief. For instance, you might feel Irish Garland, Solon, Breckenstone, Verishaka, when you have soiled yourself whilst running an Olympic marathon.
It's funny.
Or eating the last item of food in a group, such as eating the last biscuit in a packet.
I would never. Sorry.
Second last. Sure.
I would. Yeah, I would. I took the last cheesecake.
No, you did too.
Oh, no, you just offer to split the last one.
Yeah, but have you ever like tried to eat a piece of cheese or something with another person and you don't want to be rude, so you just constantly don't want to take the last bit, so you're just like getting it down to the bare minimum?
Yeah.
Oh. I was dating for a long time. Like I was single for 7 years, so I did a lot of dating, and there was a lot of that just not wanting to be the person who has the last bit. So you're just constantly just whittling down the cheese
until it's literally
transparent. Yeah. Like you hold it up to the sun and it disintegrates.
Do you like the last crumb?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Anyway, sorry.
Please, you have the last crumb.
Actually, let's just kiss.
Mesa, do you want to have first?
Okay. Because German has that they have Schadenfreude, right?
Yeah,
like a very specific thing. So maybe they have a bunch of those, or maybe we just think they do, and there's only the one.
Mm.
I like the first one. I like the egg breaking thing.
Okay. Yeah.
What is the egg that?
Device used to crack open eggs, literally translating to eggshell predetermined breaking point causer.
I want it to be that. I don't know if it is. In fact, I don't even think it is, but I want it to be that. So I'm going to say that one.
All right. Look at that in. Cass, what about you?
See, I think it's vicious.
I think it is that one, but I would rather be a foe than a friend. Oh. What were the other options?
Okay.
May your suspenders never sag on a hot summer's day. Legal term for the crime of knowingly selling stolen goods. Pop star's backup dancer and or backup singer. Feeling halfway between embarrassment and relief. Or eating the last item of food in a group, such as...
Because they might have that. It might be some sort of... like it's traitorous to do that, you know?
There was a one we did years ago. Episodes ago. And it was file storch, and it meant a stork that's had an arrow stuck through its head, but it still survived and flew home for the summer. That was the real translation.
Wow.
They just make words differently.
So there's at least two very specific words over there.
Also, this isn't really like, it's not even like Schadenfreude. It's not like it's one thing. It's three words. Mm. We can do that in English.
They've
mushed
it together.
Mm. Egg breaking machine. Look, I've done it. It's not that hard.
I'm going to go the legal term.
Legal term. All right, lock that in for Cass. Even though you did say you think it's a different one. Love that strategy. What do you think of that strategy, Mish?
I was leaning towards the embarrassment one, but the example afterwards was very funny. And we are all very funny.
And good looking.
Yeah. Very attractive. I'm going to go with that one because I like the ring to it. And hey, like, let's just have some fun. All I'm saying is there's no need to take this too seriously.
Yeah, let's get this serious air out of the room.
I just would like to get it out. I know I said I'm good, but I'm just, I'm not. Let's just keep the fun, keep it light.
So you're going with the halfway between embarrassment and relief? All right. Here's who wrote the answers.
This is such a beautiful and powerful backpedal.
Eating the last item of food from a group. That was Cass Page. Mm. Then we had Popstar's backup dancer, backup singer. That was Mish.
Lovely.
May your suspenders never sag on a hot summer's day. That was Meso.
I thought we were going with an expression.
Yeah.
I wasn't listening. I haven't started yet. Well, my brain's not on yet.
That means one of us got it. That means one of us got it.
One of us got it.
Oh my God, one of us got it. Really chill, but I want to know who it is.
But that's the thing, Matt never tells. He doesn't tell us. So
we'll never know.
Right, moving on to question two.
Oh, hate that.
Feeling halfway between embarrassment and relief. Mish went for that. That was the house.
I didn't get it.
Cass went for the legal term. That was Haley, aka the house. Meaning Meso was correct. It's a device used to crack open eggs.
I knew as soon as you started ripping out that brain shit that I was like, oh, he's right. Because he used smarts.
Brain shit?
Yeah, he was just like, you know, actually in Germany, they often put words together. I was like, well, he's going to get it right.
But do I have smarts or do I just think of everybody in stereotypes? Is that?
Oh, that's probably what it is. Yeah, I think you might be racist.
Yeah, well, got a point though, don't I? So I'm a racist with a good point.
That's a fair point.
Do you dock points for racism, Matt? Think carefully before you answer.
I could do. Yeah. But obviously we'd have to figure out exactly what constitutes racism.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know. Can we define a term like racism?
Do you have a picture of the egg breaking machine? Or is it just like a spoon?
Is it the tapping one?
I'm going to look it up.
Is it the bird that drinks water and you just tip it?
It's this.
Huh.
Oh.
Huh.
Oh. Okay.
An Ishtalens.
Why didn't you say? Yeah, I did pronounce it funny, so that makes sense that you weren't quite sure what I was saying. All right. So that means 2 points for the house and 1 point to Nick Mason. Here's question two. This one comes from Kelly Clark from...
Kelly Clarkson?
Kelly Clarkson.
What?
Kelly Clark from...
What is she doing writing into this show?
She's
having a break. Yeah. She's going to be singing all the time.
Yeah, that's true. She hosts a show now. Like, she hosts her own television show.
Miss, you've gone from saying this is a really fun, good show to being like, what the hell is Kelly Clarkson wasting her time
being involved
with this nonsense?
If Kelly Clarkson listens to this show, I am instantly a fan. Like, if this is like she was just like, oh my God, everyone look after each other. And also, tune in to Who Knew It with Matt Stewart. And I'm going to sing... Cynthia Bigger! I would love her.
It's like she's in the room.
But no, this is Kelly Clark from Malgamunga.
Kelly Clarkson?
We got American Idol. Kelly Clarkson listens in.
From Maylands in Noongar country. And Kelly's question is, which of these is a real native Australian flower?
Mm-hmm.
Which of these is a real native Australian flower? So you're just going to come up with a made up... Australian flower. And while you're writing your answers, here's some more info on that word. Irish colours, scones, stubborn, and stolen verstasha. For Atlas Obscura, Rachel Rummel writes, in German, Irish colour means eggshell, soul brush tally means predetermined breaking point, and verstasha means cause. As such, there's no better name.
Cass, calm yourself. This is serious business. Kelly Clarkson listens. Don't lose your composure.
Yeah, Cass, now that we know that Kelly's listening, sorry. You best be on your bloody best. Okay.
Sorry, Kelly. I want you to do German tapes. I want to learn German.
You want to learn German for me. Yeah, yeah.
He's so soft.
With that, Duolingo should hire Matt to do the German section. It's like, g'day everyone. Let's do it. Let's learn some German.
Learn German. Yeah, I like it. I could do that for sure. As long as I don't need to know how any of the words are pronounced, then I think I'd be perfect.
It's all right. They're written down. You'll just whisper them in. Hush, mush, mush.
So, yeah, according to Rachel Rommel, because of those definitions, there's no better name for a tool designed to crack an eggshell at its determined breaking point than an Eierschalen Soul Bush Selling Fashion Shop. The device consists of an egg cap attached to the end of a rod that runs through the center of a sliding stainless steel ball. The kitchen gadget's package describes the exacting science behind its effectiveness, saying, German engineers have calculated the exact weight of the plunger necessary to make the perfect crack without destroying the egg. The 70-gram stainless steel ball takes 0.181 seconds to fall down the 16-centimeter shaft, attaining a velocity of 1.77 meters per second, exerting a force on the stainless steel bell-shaped part of 0.6867 newtons. This is just the right amount of force to cut a perfect ring around the top of an egg without damaging the rest of the eggshell. Isn't that amazing? Or not? I'm not sure.
I mean, I can break an egg with nothing but my hands.
Wow. I stopped listening when you said shaft.
Yeah, is that fast? So it was 0.181 seconds to get down a 16-centimeter shaft. That sounds quick.
I immediately want one.
Yep. Because it just seems like it would make eating eggs fun.
There's a video of it.
You sort of drop the... It'd be like celebrating New Year's Eve in New York every day.
Aww.
Yeah. Drop the ball.
Three,
is that what they say?
Two,
I've never seen it.
Yeah. One.
Drop the ball.
Drop the New Year's ball.
Yeah, no, it's... I don't know, there's something sweet about it, but they have them as hard-boiled eggs. Apparently it's a big part of German breakfasts. Or soft-boiled, maybe. Sorry. Don't want to annoy the Germans anymore.
You're
going to
get a lot of angry DMs.
Soft-boiled eggs, apparently, in a small cup. That old school, you know, that little cup with a...
Egg cup?
Yeah. Egg cup.
Egg cup.
Jeez, they've got a...
Do you have the German word for that?
I had a Peter Rabbit egg cup when I was growing up.
Same.
Oh, that's cute, yeah.
And he's got like...
What's your mum look like? What's your dad like? Tell me everything. No, it was like... And he was wearing blue.
Yeah, and he had the parrot?
Yeah, and he stuck out a little bit. Like he was not like...
Mine didn't stick out.
Oh, mine did.
Mine was recessed.
You might have got, the second volume.
You got the cool 3D Peter Rabbit.
I think mum got mine from David Jones. My mum loves a David Jones moment.
David Jones mo.
Yeah. She loves a David Jomo.
She's a Day Jomo.
It's a Day Jomo mom.
All right, the answer for question number two. Which of these is a real native Australian flower? Kangaroo head flower. Brown belly baby booby. The five-pointed desert star, hairy flag, flaming galah flower, or the Gundagai dust devil?
They all sound real, and I can imagine every one of them.
Yeah. What? How do you picture the kangaroo head flower looking?
Not a lot like a kangaroo. Almost nothing like a kangaroo.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's all excited scientists going, oh, I've discovered a new thing. Oh, yeah. Kangaroo head. Kangaroo head.
You're just saying that because there's a kangaroo head in the room, aren't you, Nick?
Yes.
Nick is the frazzled scientist. I think that's the role you were born to play.
Thank you. Discovery.
It seems like you don't like your job.
No. I'm so stressed.
I hate the wonders of the world. Can't we just be content with what we know?
Yeah. Let's kill it. Let's kill everything.
Yeah, just going around discovering things to destroy them. So before anyone finds out and they need to be
science.
Named.
Yes.
Just anxiously like, oh no, it's another bug. Oh no, we've got too many bugs. I don't want another bug.
Isn't it crazy to think how many flowers and bugs and stuff haven't been discovered yet?
It's wild they're still finding them. I don't get it.
Do you think we should leave them?
Yeah.
I think we should go find one.
Okay. Now.
Oh. Immediately.
What are you doing?
What are
get
you up
your
to
Peter
after this?
Rabbit 3D cup. Like I'll get a shitty one.
My partner just messaged me and he said he just ordered Thai for dinner. But I reckon I just don't. Let's not worry about that. Let's go.
The Thai will keep.
Yeah. Let's discover a new species of Brunswick bedbug.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
So we can still go to Mish's then. Bit of fun saying you're bedbugs. All right. Cass is sure.
Were you just suggesting I have bed bugs?
Yeah, sorry, I was.
That's fucking rude. Okay. I don't know what I did to deserve that. But okay. I'm glad you've established that we can do that to each other now.
Look, it's just everyone looks like they have a certain amount of bed bugs. And in this room, you look like you have the most bed bugs.
No, that's
fair. Look like we have some bed bugs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's all, Mish. We're just saying you look like someone.
Don't bring them into it. None of us in this room decided to just be a prick. But while we've established that we can do that, has everyone noticed how much Matt Stewart looks like a fucking idiot?
Too far. We're being honest. I'm the guy who looks like he has bed bugs more than anyone else. If we can be honest for a moment.
I don't have bed bugs. I'm very clean. Go
it was
on.
Just it was only because of the bed
it's
bugs.
Just bants,
and
I
you
get
were
it.
Saying about your house and the tie.
No, but
I've
see, I'm
two
sorry,
Matt,
but Big Wet caught on because of this show. And if I start getting just people going like, oh, now Big Wet's got bed bugs.
Oh, but it's so fun to say.
It is
big
fun
wet,
to
bed
say.
Bug.
Big yeah. Wet bed bug.
That's
bed
fair.
Bugs in Big Wet's bed.
Oh, imagine if they were Big Wet bed bugs. Like, they were just
bugs.
Real big ones, like the size of a puppy.
I spoon them to sleep.
What? Losing control early. Question two. Cass, you got first dibs here. Do you remember what the options are?
No, we started talking about other things. I would love a refresher.
Kangaroo head flower.
Mm-hmm.
Brown belly baby booby. The five-pointed desert star. Hairy flag. Flaming galah flower. Or the Gundagai dust devil.
Oh, I want it to be the hairy flag, please.
Yeah, it's a hairy flag, so funny.
I would like a hairy flag. I'd love to pick a hairy flag. I'd love to give a hairy flag to my beloved.
Yeah. Here's a bunch. I've picked you a bunch of hairy flags to show you how much I care. What do you think, Mish?
What was the third one?
Five-pointed desert star.
I mean, like, there's a good shot of that. Or I'm going to go the kangaroo one, I think.
Kangaroo head flower.
I think I'm going to go that one. Because kangaroo paw is a... My voice just did something weird. A kangaroo paw is a thing.
Mm. I think kangaroo tail's a thing. Maybe it's like a Voltron type scenario. Just,
yeah.
Slowly, all the flowers combine.
I'm going to go with the kangaroo head one. But okay. Again, we're just keeping it chill. Doesn't really matter.
Just keeping it chill.
Yeah. I did like the boob one though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What was that again?
Brown belly baby booby.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I like the kangaroo head one as well, but what are other options?
Brown belly baby booby.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that as many times as you ask me to. The five-headed desert star, hairy flag, flaming galah flower, or the Gundagai dust devil.
I'm going to go with the desert star.
Yeah, that was. Mm.
All right. Here's who wrote the answers. Gundagai dust devil, that was Meso.
Mm. Ah, it's fun though.
It's fun to think about.
It's really fun. Yeah.
Flaming galah flower, that was the house.
Nice.
Mm. Yeah, good.
Alf Stewart's. Well, probably related to me, so it makes sense. Brown belly baby booby, which I thought was going to get picked by
I did
someone.
Too. So did I.
That was Mish. That was Mish.
I thought when I said that to you, I was like, oh, absolutely, yeah. I'm getting a point.
I get more of a bird vibe from a booby.
Oh, yeah. I get bird vibe from booby, but brown belly baby booby from Big Wet Bed Bug.
Yeah.
I really. That's great.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Kangaroo head flower.
Oh,
that
God.
Was Kelly, okay, the house. Dang. Actually, Kelly wrote kangaroo tail flower, and I'm like, that sounds like it could be real. I looked up, and it doesn't seem like that might be a real thing. So I changed the head, thinking, no one will guess that. A kangaroo
except
head?
Fucking idiot.
What a ridiculous sounding flower.
All right, yeah, fair.
Personally,
course.
I would have picked the brown baby belly booby. That wasn't even an option. It was close to one. Five-pointed desert star, Nick Mason went for that. It was Cass Page.
The word Cass.
Me and Cass also got the correct answer. It's hairy flag.
Yes. We all win now. That's for everyone. That's everyone wins.
Yeah, that's
can, what, can we get visuals, please?
You know it's only going to disappoint. I mean, I can.
I reckon it's going to look really shit.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's called a hairy flag
it
makes
actually,
me want them.
It's a nice looking flower, but it just...
doesn't scream hairy flag.
Doesn't, no.
Oh.
Okay.
It's nice. Yeah, yeah, it's nice.
It's just that a nice flower.
Sort of lavendery.
Why have they named it that?
I think it's got like light hairs on it, you know, like a bit of...
They're not going yonic or anything? They're being cheeky?
Oh, what's yonic mean? Before I answer.
Pussy-like.
Oh.
It's phallic, but for...
Oh.
Yeah.
Pussy-like.
Pussy-like. Oh, do you think it is? Yeah. Oh, but flag? Is flag a...
I don't know what I'm...
Just the hairiness? Because a lot of things are hairy, Cass.
And a lot of flowers look like puss.
And a lot of puss... And a lot of flowers are named after puss. Mm. Like a lot of flowers are named after puss. Mm.
Just another example of the matriarchy.
We really are taking over. We really need to calm down.
All right. We reached equality years ago. Now you've taken it too far. This is now
stop
overcorrection.
Stop naming all the flowers after your puss.
All right, question number three comes from Dean. He says he bounces between Ohio, Colorado, and New Mexico and that he's very tired.
Okay.
All right, no okay. Mad.
Go have a nap.
Go get a fixed address. God.
All right, here is Dean's question. Garfield, His Nine Lives, is a 1984 book of illustrated short stories showcasing the nine lives of everyone's favorite funny feline, Garfield. Garfield. Some of his past lives include being a saber-toothed cave cat, being a hard-boiled detective, and being a lab animal. And Dean says the art in the 2014 reboot is gnarly. But the question is, what happens during his seventh life as a house cat named Tigger? Uh-huh. So you just go, it's sort of like these mini stories about his past lives.
Okay.
One of them, he's a house cat named Tigger. What happens in that one?
Do we have a date range?
No. Oh, from when this was made? It was made in 1984.
Okay, sick.
Okay, just some time from the domestication of cats.
Yes.
So any time in that range.
All the way up to 84.
Yeah. Not past 84, though. Unless it's set in the future.
Oh, that's a good point.
He's a space cat.
So it could be set and a war in the past.
Mm.
If someone had... Yeah. While you're writing your answers, I'll let the audience know a bit more about hairy flags. According to Atlas of Living Australia, Pattisonia rudis, commonly known as hairy flag, is a species of plant in the iris family and is endemic to the southwest of Western Australia. It is a tufted, rhizome-forming perennial herb with linear to sword-shaped leaves and violet tepals. Pattisonia rudis typically grows... That's a misspelling of petals, right? Tepals? Or is tepals a word? Doesn't matter. Pattisonia rudis... typically grows to a height of 40 centimetres and forms a rhizome covered by sticky leaf bases. The flowering scape is 200 to 500 millimetres long and velvety, with the sheath enclosing the flowers lance-shaped, blackish, prominently veined, and 30 to 63 millimetres long. I'm not understanding anything. Tepals has come up again. That must be a word. The outer tepals are violet, egg-shaped, with the narrow end towards the base. The high... Panthium tube is 20 to 30 millimetres long and softly hairy, which I guess is where it gets its name.
The puss thing. that's very puss, what you just said there. I was only
was
half
so
listening,
puss, Matt.
But that was pretty puss.
And that was pretty puss.
That was pretty puss.
Pretty puss. You're talking about Garfield? stupid. All right, so here's question three. Garfield, His Nine Lives, the 1984 book, has nine stories about his lives. I'm trying to make it quicker,
and I've made
it longer.
Yeah.
Anyway, what happens during his seventh life as a house cat named Tigger? He lives in 1910s Germany, where he shoots down World War I Flying Ace Snoopy.
Jesus Christ.
Is that what you say, 1910s?
Yeah.
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 Garfield attempts to stop the strikes during the Industrial Revolution so that John will stay at work for more than 8 hours a day.
He's scabbing. My goodness.
He falls in love with a sweet lady cat living in the back of an Italian restaurant. She gives birth to Garfield, revealing that he is his own father.
Oh, that. Love that.
Yeah.
That's really good stuff.
Yeah.
A primal force overtakes him, causing him to go feral. He then attacks and kills his owner, an elderly woman.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
I don't love that.
He sneaks into the duffel bag of his owner, a NASA astronaut, and becomes the first cat in space.
Ooh.
Mm. Or his family moves next door to a family of aliens that kidnap him, They perform experiments on him to see what cats are made of, only to find a lot of pizza in his belly.
Huh. Pizza?
Not lasagna?
Doesn't sound like the cat I know.
Well, this isn't his current life. This is his prior life.
Well, yeah.
He might have worked
his way through Italian cuisine.
Yeah, right.
Sixth life was all cannelloni. So I think, Mish, it's your first
They're
crack.
So dark.
Mm. Yeah, but there is that Garfield story where, I think it's from about this era, where he has a dream where John dies and he's alone in the house and he can't get out.
Oh my God.
He's just like stuck in there forever. Like, they got weird, some of the Garfield stuff.
I was waiting for like the, he goes to school and does a little skippity-do to the bus. Like, that is some dark shit.
What was the one where he killed
someone?
He attacks and kills his owner, an elderly woman. I think that even pushes it even further into darkness, doesn't it?
Yeah, can you read?
Sorry, if the listeners at home, that was Big Wet reaching a final form.
I think the one, I'm going to go with the one where he goes feral, where he turns feral.
Okay.
Yeah.
The darkest of all.
Yeah.
Love that.
Why not? Like, that's fucking cooked.
What about you, Mason?
Give it to me again, all of them.
You've got shooting down Snoopy in World War One.
I don't think it's that.
I've got... stopping the strikes during the Industrial Revolution so that John will stay at work for more than 8 hours a day.
All right, could be that.
Gives birth to himself.
Gives birth.
He's his own father, sorry.
Right, okay.
Kills his owner after going feral. Sneaks into the duffel bag of his owner, ending up the first cat in space. Or the aliens kidnap him and find he's full of pizza in the belly.
See, I wouldn't have gone with the Snoopy one initially because that's like a... like a copyright thing. But maybe he's just a Snoopy-like guy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So they're not from the same... I was assuming maybe they were from the same world or something. No.
I don't think so.
They're just the two old cartoons.
We didn't have that multiverse concept back then. So, you know. I think it might be the aliens experiment on him.
All right.
I think I'm going to go with that.
Lock that in for Meso. That leaves you Cass.
I want him to be his own dad.
Yeah, I love that. I thought you wrote that.
Thank you. That means a lot.
All right. Well, here's who wrote the answers. The killing Snoopy. That was the question writer Dean, aka the Hulk.
Well done, Dean.
I knew it. They wouldn't have the estate of Charles M. Schultz wouldn't have made that agreement.
Mm. It's just until you said that, I just thought because Dean had written it, I'm like, I guess they're from the same. They vaguely seem like similar things.
But if you think of Snoopy's eyes and Odie's eyes,
Oh, I don't think
if he
those.
if he'd said Odie, that would have been a different fucking story, man.
Right, gotcha.
Fucked up, giving notes. Go have some sleep. You need some sleep.
Yeah, stop gallivanting around these three states and get a bloody job and get a bloody a bit of rest, mate. Come on.
He attempts to stop the strikes as a scab. That was Cass.
Wow.
That was fantastic.
I don't think Garfield's kind.
How would he have done that? Would he have, like, killed some union heads or something?
Yeah, so I was initially writing out that he'd crossed a picket line, but I was like, it's too long.
Yeah.
I imagine he got into the factory and, like, maybe he started working and just did some union busting.
Mm.
Maybe he said where John was. He was like, well, John never comes home.
That's how he ended up in that nightmare where he was trapped in the house.
There he is. Maybe. Mm. How many Garfields did that man make?
Thousands. Be one every day.
You have to do a silly one for him. Like, one of them's got to be for you.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think it would be that one. also, this one's just for me.
But I think he had a ghostwriter for like they still make them. He stopped doing it years ago, decades ago.
There was a big controversy for a while there that the woman who wrote the Babysitter's Club didn't actually write it, and she used ghostwriters, but then she sued, and it turns out she did write all those Babysitter's Club books.
Who was she suing?
I don't know.
Like, people were just saying...
Liars.
Yeah. I don't know, but...
That'd be great if you could sue gossipers. over 13,000, apparently, Garfield comic strips.
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah. Jeez. So, there's a good chance that maybe at some point he did go to space... in the duffel bag of a NASA astronaut, but that was written by Mesa in this case.
Mm-hmm. You wrote the duffel bag one?
I
nearly picked that one. Good job.
Thank you.
That was very good. I didn't, though.
No.
Oh, my God, I might be right.
His family moves next door to a family of aliens, gets kidnapped. Nick went for that. That was Mish.
Nice one, Mish.
Oh, good. Very good. I nearly fucked it with the pizza thing. I meant to write lasagna.
No, he's eaten pizza in the trailer for the new movie. So okay. I believe in that.
So Cass, you went for falling in love with a lady, becoming his own father.
Mm-hmm.
That was written by Dean, aka.
Oh, he's good. He's good. He's back on form.
Yeah. Don't get at home.
Yeah.
Keep it up. And finally, Mish is correct. He attacks and kills his owner, an elderly woman.
That is insane.
That's horrible.
That is horrible. I got so many points just now, and we're back to taking it real serious.
Yep.
So far, that means 2 points to Mish, 1 point to the house. So after three rounds, it's Nick Mason on 1 point. On 2 points, Mish and Cass spit out in front of the house on 4 points. So, question number four comes from Max Massingham from Melbourne.
That's a great name, by the way.
Very good.
Triple M. And Max's question is, while running...
Who said that? I was sitting down all of a sudden. Which one of you said
Nobody
that?
Said it, Mish. Well, Nobody said it.
What?
That just happened.
We didn't hear anything. Only the people with headphones heard that.
That was really funny.
So Max's question is, while running for governor of Louisiana in 1983, Edwin Edwards famously joked, "The only way I'm going to lose," finish that quote.
His name was Edwin Edwards.
Edwin Edwards.
Okay.
Governor, running for governor of Louisiana in 1983. You know, around the same dark times as the 1984 book, Garfield Is Nine Lives. While you're writing your answers, here's a little more info about Garfield's Nine Lives. According to Wiki, Garfield Is Nine Lives is a 1984 book of illustrated short stories that showcase the nine lives of Jim Davis's comic strip character Garfield. The book is divided into 10 segments. The first one displays the creation of cats in general, where the latter nine reveal events in Garfield's Nine Lives. Each of the nine stories has a short preface of Garfield in his modern incarnation, and explains how these various lives shaped aspects of Garfield's personality, such as the origin of his fear of the veterinarian, his love of grinny behavior, his proclivity for a slothful lifestyle, and his extremely playful side. The book was later adapted into an animated television special in 1988 and a comic book by Boom Studios from 2014 to 2015. According to Dean, the primal self story was not included in the animated special nor the 2014 comic reboot. But the lab animal story was. Do we know what that means?
Is that the alien one?
No, the alien one was made up.
Oh.
While you're still writing your answers, let's go for a quick break.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, we're back. The answers are in. So here is question four. While running for governor of Louisiana in 1983, Edwin Edwards famously joked, "The only way I'm going to lose is if my dog eats my wife."
And it did. And he'd lost.
He caught. He's like, I cannot believe it.
Yeah, this is.
I was trying to say something far-fetched.
Yeah. And in fairness, I was looking at my dog eating my wife at the time in the corner there.
So. These are all going to be so brilliant because it's just like what politicians say. He's going to fuck it up. Go on.
The only way I'm going to lose is if I am swallowed by an alligator snapping turtle. Okay. The only way I'm going to lose is if my opponent changes his name to Nedwin at Nedwoods. Nedwood.
Love that.
Nedwin. Oh, my God. Nedwin Nedwoods.
Oh, the German name. Yeah.
The only way I'm going to lose is if everyone in my team has some sort of horrifying orgy.
They did, and he did.
Horrifying.
Yeah, a normal orgy, fine. Yeah. Wouldn't rock him.
This is the 80s. I think orgies were pretty mainstream back then.
Oh, yeah, it's if one of the orgies goes wrong, we'll have issues.
The only way I'm going to lose is if I tell you about the skeletons in my closet, and I certainly won't be doing that. Please don't look into it. Or the only way I'm going to lose is if I'm found in bed with a dead girl or a live boy.
Whoa. Oh my god.
Oh. He did and he did. Both. Christ. And he lost.
Oh god, okay.
So we're back to Meso to kick us off here.
I like the snapping turtle. What was the one?
The only one I'm going to lose if I'm swallowed by an alligator snapping turtle.
And he's from Louisiana.
From Louisiana.
Where there probably are, whatever that is. What were the other ones? Sorry. That's the one that jumped out.
Dogs Eat My Wife.
Dogs Eat My Wife, yeah.
Opponent changed his name to Nedwood and Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone on my team has some sort of horrifying orgy.
I like that one too.
Unless I tell you about the skeletons in my closet, and I certainly won't be doing that. Or found in bed with a dead girl or a live boy.
I think it's the last one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that does sound the most politician.
No, like what fucking idiots, man. You stupid.
Just a
idiot.
Funny little quip.
Yeah.
Mm. He let a little locker room
these days,
speak slip out into a press conference.
These days they'd cancel you for that.
Yeah.
Making a joke about being a pedophile. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
Or a necrophiliac.
You have seen what some American politicians, won't name them because half our audience are big fans, but said some pretty crook things.
Yeah.
And obviously is really not in politics anymore. What do you reckon, Cass?
Oh, I'll go the skeletons in the closet.
Skeletons. And how about you, Mish?
I'm going to go the last one as well. Can I do that?
Yeah, of course.
Double
you
up?
Can.
All right. I'm going with the last one.
Mish, even if you couldn't, you could. You're big wet.
That's right. I do what I want. Well, sloppy and shit.
A big wet smite.
Yeah, that's right.
Coming your way, Matt.
All right, here's
a
right
damp smite.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
that's the worst kind of
a
smite.
A moist smite? Yeah.
I only dry smite. So.
A squidgy smite.
Here's the answers. The only way I'm going to lose is if my dog eats my wife. That was Cass Page.
That's nice. Very good.
Thank you.
You probably thought that was pretty dark at the time.
No.
Then we had a horrifying orgy. That was Mish.
Really good stuff.
Mm.
That was some good stuff.
Ned, did you throw the bluff in there at the end? Yeah, like, yeah, it's probably the orgy one.
That's a classic Mish.
That's a classic big wet move.
You just got big, and when you fall for it, you'll say you've just got big wetted.
That's right.
Nedwin Edwards. That was Meso.
Loved that too. So,
thank you.
Do you think me butchering it hurt your chances at all?
I think it helped.
Yeah, okay, great.
Yeah.
The snapping turtle one, that was Max, aka The House.
Good job, Max.
Good, good.
I didn't really put alligators into mine as well.
Ooh.
Cass went for the skeletons in the closet. That was The House, I'm afraid. The correct answer is the only way I'm going to lose is if I'm found in bed with a dead girl or a live boy.
Christ.
I think I've heard that one before.
The reason I went with that one is because I knew that none of us would have written that. And I was almost certain Matt wouldn't have written that. So I was like, I think that we're like, that is something a big, stupid fucking idiot would have said.
Note to self, trick Mish next time with pedo stuff. She'll never see it coming.
That's a point for both Nick and Mish and also The House. The problem is, Mish, you're getting points now, but House keeps slipping a point.
I don't care about The House. I just want to beat everyone else. The House, it's set up for The House to win.
It started off, I'm really good at this game. Basically, I'm going to win it. Then it was, I don't even care who wins. Now it's, I just want
to. My rule has always been on this game is that I don't care. I'm here to have fun. But if there's a chance I'm going to win, I'm willing to bulldoze all of you. And just, that's when I need to win.
I think, isn't that the reverse of your strategy, Meso?
Currently, because I'm losing, yes. I'm just here to have fun.
All right.
Points aren't even real.
Yeah, none of this means anything.
Well, wait, there's a big cash prize at the end though, right?
There is, that's
there
right.
is a cash prize. Okay,
a life-changing amount of money.
Yeah.
So here's question 5. 3 to go. Isaac from Wyala in South Australia asks, in 1882... a patent was filed by Samuel Applegate for a novel alarm clock-like device. Using this cutting-edge device, how would a sleeping person be awoken from sleep? So 1882, patent for an alarm clock made by Samuel Applegate. How did it wake people up? While you're writing your answers, here's some more info about Edwin Edwards. I haven't read this yet, so I don't know if he's a good guy or not, but I got a funny feeling. Max writes, during his first two terms in office, Edwards developed a reputation for being one of the most colourful and flamboyant politicians in the history of a state known for his unorthodox political figures, charismatic, well-dressed, and quick with clever one-liners and retorts. Edwards maintained wide popularity. However, in 2002, Edwards was found guilty on 17 of 26 counts, including racketeering, extortion, money laundering, mail fraud, and wire fraud. His son Stephen was convicted on 18 counts. I did not do anything wrong as the governor. Even if you accept the verdict as it is, it doesn't indicate that, Edwards told the press after his conviction. On his way to prison, he said, I will be a model prisoner, as I have been a model citizen. From 2002 to 2004, Edwin Edwards was incarcerated at the Federal Medical Center in Fort Worth, Texas. In a poll taken in October 2011, months after he had been released from prison, 30% of respondents named Edwards the state's best governor since 1980. So it sounds like he was a good guy. Just made a joke that probably hasn't aged that well. I think at the time it was very C-rated even. I was going to say G-rated, but probably not C-rated, sorry. Oh my God. But yeah, no, apparently he's a very popular politician, that guy. And he was known for his quips.
Quips.
So that was just like an 80s quip.
How good's the word quip?
Your sensitive 2020-something ears couldn't handle it. That's fine. Mm. But in 1984 or 3, it was a quip. Okay? So just know that.
Wait, did he win? Did we establish that he won?
He was voted recently, despite having gone to jail for a while, as the state's best governor since 1980.
What did he go to jail for?
Racketeering.
Yeah, for being a big old ped.
Mm. It wasn't anything. It was racketeering, extortion, money laundering, mail fraud, and wire fraud.
Mm. Huh. Oh, that kind of, just that, all that jazz.
Yeah. The answer in for question number 5. 1882, patent was filed by Samuel Applegate for a novel alarm clock device. How was a sleeping person awoken from sleep with this device? A shackle attached to one ankle is pulled by a chain from under the covers and into a pan of water. At the appointed time, small pieces of wood will fall from a height onto their face. They unsuccessfully tried to patent the rooster. The device would spark a fuse, which would set off a firecracker. The firecracker would be kept in a steel bucket for fire safety. It would need to be replenished after each use. It would release the strong smell of roasting coffee beans into the room. Or the clock brews a fresh cup of coffee to be ready at the same time, with the smell waking the user. If the user does not get out of bed within 10 minutes, the clock pours the cup of coffee onto their user's head. So you've got the shackle.
Two of them are the same.
Dipping into the water.
Which means one could be correct, or both could be.
Is the one that's
maybe we're all
heavily
like,
detailed correct?
Maybe there's some caffeine addicts in there.
Or is it the other one?
Small piece of wood falling on your head. Painting the rooster unsuccessfully. The firecrackers. Strong coffee smell being released, or the coffee being brewed. And then, if still not awoken, pours on their head. Is a 10-minute-old coffee still a bit hot? Just warm, it'd actually be quite nice, wouldn't it? Really?
All these seem plausible. Mm. Like, 100%. Even the rooster one. Like, an insane person would try and do that.
The 1880s as well. Yeah. It just feels like, what do they know back then?
Yeah.
Right. They're like learning about laws and patents. They're like, we can make money off this guy. Sell him as an egg. Do it as a DIY.
They've patented weirder things, haven't they? Doesn't someone own Air at the moment? The Amazon, I bet
they fly first class.
Yeah.
I'm paying a subscription to Air right now, so somebody's getting that money. I don't know. I also like, they had clocks. I reckon both the coffee ones are plausible, you know?
I'm going to go the short coffee one.
Short coffee.
Just the stench, none of the heat.
Short flat white.
Short flat.
Is that a kind of coffee?
A little magic.
Also, there's no guarantee it worked either. Mm. Like, they might be like, well, it pours the coffee on your head.
Yeah,
we haven't worked that bit out yet, but you know,
it's got that one. That last one has a real like Doc Brown and
it does, doesn't the future it? Yeah, feel yeah.
What do you reckon, Mish?
I'm going shackle.
Shackle.
Mm. Right. Shackles is very late 1800s.
I love
everything was shackled.
Yeah, everything was shackled.
That's right.
Yeah. What about you, mate?
Bring back the shackles.
Yeah.
Bring back
shackles.
We have shackles.
A home improvement show. I was like, we could really dull this place up with just a little bit of shackling.
I'm torn between the coffee one at the end, makes your coffee pours it on your head. Doesn't mean it works. Or they drop some wood on your head.
Because wood was blended,
right? Yeah. Some bits of wood. But I want it to be the Doc Brown
coffee.
What do they call the machine? Rube Goldberg device. Yeah, yeah. I want it to be that one. So I think it's that one.
Locking in Rube. Here's who wrote the answers. The device would spark a fuse, which would set off a firecracker. That was Isaac, aka the host.
Oh, that also would have been good, yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
He did wake you up.
Unsuccessfully trying to patent the rooster. That was also the house. Saran Jaimana, I just saw and I said, give us a fake alarm. Yeah. And that's what he came up with.
Very Saran. Very Saran with his wit.
Yeah.
And his charm and his joke writing.
Jesus, oozing out of him.
I'm going to slap that guy next time I see him.
Mish went for the shackle one. That was Meso.
Oh, you know your 1800s shackling.
And I'm always thinking about shackling. Yeah. I'm always thinking about shackling.
Nick went for the Rube Goldberg coffee machine. That was Cass.
Cass
went for the smell of coffee, which was Mish. You picked each other's.
Ah! That's adorable, and I'm winning.
Meaning
and
Meso
I sold
was...
my hair to give you a comb or something, whatever that thing was.
Meso, very close to picking the correct answer. Pieces of wood would fall onto their face.
Okay, all right.
Pieces of wood like tan bark? Or...
Yeah, I think it
like
was
from a primary school?
Yeah. And bits of monkey bars. Yeah. And just, it's a collapsing playground is what it is.
The plastic from the back of a roll-up. Mm.
All right. Well, a second last question comes from Alison from Toronto in Ontario, Canada. What headline appeared after an incident in Burlington, Ontario on the 30th of August, 2023? So you just have to write a headline.
Oh, just anything.
Like a newspaper headline?
Newspaper headline after an incident in Burlington, Ontario.
What was the date?
August 30th, 2023. And
That's recently.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh.
In Ontario.
While they're writing their answers, let me tell you, dear listener, more about the alarm clock. According to the World Intellectual Property Organization, WIPO, is getting up earlier one of your long-running New Year's resolutions? If so, then Samuel S. Applegate and his device for waking persons from sleep, which was the name of the device, will have you covered. A set of small blocks made of, quote, light wood, preferably cork, automatically release and fall into the sleeper's face when the alarm goes off. In a remarkable statement of the obvious, the patent application notes that the blocks upon impacting the sleeper's face, quote, cause pain. Now we know what a genuine rude awakening feels like. That's good stuff from WIPO.
I could sleep through a face full of cork.
Yeah, I just say cork.
Yeah, cork.
Come on.
Cork.
These days would be screw tops. The answers are in for question number 6. What headline appeared after an incident in Burlington, Ontario, on August the 30th, 2023? Canada's Rib Fest removes rib so it can suck its own fest.
Oh, fuck.
Taylor Swift's embarrassing mess up. Ontario is one of my favorite countries and I can't wait to visit you all soon.
Oh, okay.
A local ice cream store caught fire at midnight and burned for 12 hours. Once the fire burned out, the store reopened, refroze the ice cream, and made record sales on their new caramelized flavors.
That's a massive headline.
Mm.
The modern headlines, they're bigger than they used to be.
Websites, they're on websites and such. Oh. I think that's probably
it's
where
the opposite
where you'd find
of
that one, yeah.
Shrinkflation or whatever.
Big website.
The bees are angry. Police warn residents after 5 million beehives fall off a truck in Burlington.
Million?
5 million beehives?
Million. 5 million beehives. I don't know. That didn't even fully connect to me.
Oh, beehive.
The truck. How small are the hives?
Oh, yeah. If there's 5 million of them, like, they're nothing. Yeah.
But I mean, you know, it's probably true because of how crazy it is. Mm. You can't write this sort of stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Turlington in Burlington. Supermodel Kirsty scandalizes Ontario with skimpy red carpet look.
Whoever wrote that, is very, very clever.
That...
I'm just saying.
Canadian probably a newspaper writer or a website writer.
Yeah, you
Canadian
need a degree for that.
Journalists are very good, the sub-editors over there. Well, finally, money is not so funny when you have nanny. Ontario's comedy festival claims bankruptcy.
Ooh,
okay. All right.
Okay.
Sounds like a place that would have a comedy festival, doesn't it?
Yeah,
but not anymore.
Not anymore, though.
Am I up?
Yes, you're up.
I was so sure it was the first one, and then you read the last one, and I'm like, oh.
You thought it was Canada's Rib Fest removes ribs.
No,
so
not that one. What was the second one?
Taylor Swift's embarrassing mess up.
That one. But now I'm pretty certain it's the last one. I'm going with the last
one. What was the last one?
Money is not so funny when you have nunny.
That feels like a, what was that newspaper we used, the free newspaper, the MX, we used to have in Melbourne?
That's
what,
like some idiot wrote that, and it's so stupid, but it's just like, I feel like that's right because I don't believe beehives. I don't think the rib one is real.
Yes, it's a rumour.
I'm going to go with the last one, the comedy festival.
All right, looking that in for Mish. What are you thinking, Meso?
I think it's the Taylor Swift one. That feels like something like somebody who's been on tour for too long would do.
Yeah.
Like, what a great country. Boo. Boo. And people, you know, if somebody came to Melbourne and said, I love, or they said, if they said Sydney.
Well, no, that happened.
Did it?
Yeah. When did that happen?
Oh, maybe that's, okay. Oh.
It was, it wasn't Blink 182, but it was like, it was some, like Good Charlotte or something at Melbourne got up and went, hello, Sydney, and lost everyone.
Oh, really?
Immediately. Yeah,
that's nice. So mean. They've been on a plane for so long.
Melbourne and Sydney are quite similar, though. Inside a stadium, you can understand how they might be confused. Yeah. Unless they were at, you know, Sydney Harbour. No, they wouldn't have been at Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Yeah, famously.
But if they were, you know, if they were playing on the Westgate Bridge, for instance.
Yeah, true.
Then you'd be like, guys, come on.
You're on the Westgate Bridge. Come on. Iconic Westgate Bridge.
Yeah, fair point.
So you're going the Taylor Swift. I should say... thanks for calling me out. It was 5 million bees, not beehives.
Oh, okay. Hold on now.
Yeah. That's changed a lot.
Changed everything.
It?
Yes.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to change to that.
Sticking with Taylor Swift?
I think so, yeah.
Do you want
to... Can you read the headline?
The bees are angry. Police warn residents after 5 million bees fall off truck in Burlington.
They fall off a truck. They fly.
Hey, the difference between flying and falling is...
They were sleeping. They were sleeping.
I'm going to stick with comedy festival. Okay. Thank you.
I'll go with the bees. I like falling off the back of a truck because... Mm. Have you ever been gifted something that's fallen off the back of a truck?
No.
Really? No, you simply must. You know, guys don't... You know, some.
I know the saying, but like literally...
Yeah, no. Something falls off the back of a truck.
Yeah.
That's yours now.
Be careful with your next words, Cass. I've put in two zeros and I'm putting the third zero. And I'm going to call the police.
Anyway, I'd love some bees that fell off the back of a truck.
All right, here's who wrote the answers. Canada's Rib Fest removes ribs so it can suck its own fest. That was The House.
That's great.
That
sounds
really
like a Tism lyric. So that's... Did you write that, Matt?
Yeah.
That's really good.
Allison initially... asked the question differently, but she mentioned Canada's Rib Fest. I'm like, well, that sounds fun. That gives me an idea. the really long one about ice cream, that was Cass.
I missed the part where it said headline. I thought it was just what happened on that day.
Turlington in Burlington. This is the one that Mish said. What did you say? Who
I
wrote this?
I loved that.
Well, you love Meso's work.
That was my one.
That was very good.
I thought, what rhymes with Burlington? Turlington. Christy Turlington.
Yeah, it's really so good. That was clever.
That is, that to me was worth a
point.
Is
she still alive? Who knows?
Who knows?
Write in if you're still alive, Christy, and you're listening to this.
Well, if Kelly Clarkson's
listening. Right? If you're in the same room as Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, that's it.
Money is not so funny when you have nunny. Mitch went for that. That was also The House.
Very good. Okay, nice.
I always throw in a bad rhyming one because they love it.
They do. Yeah. And like a local paper, like giving the work experience kid a go or something. Oh, yeah.
That's special.
I love it. And a tortured rhyme, you know, putting nunny in there.
Yeah.
Give the work experience kid a go. Oh, what if the festival was sucking itself off? No. Take another shot at it. No. Try something else, mate.
Nick went for Taylor Swift's embarrassing mess up. That was Mish.
Ooh.
And that means Cass is correct. Mm. The bees are angry.
The bees were angry.
5 million bees off the back of a truck. That's where I get my honey. Fill up the back of a truck.
So a point to Mish, point to Cass, and a point to The House. So we're going into the final round now. And the scores, it's interesting. This is truly anyone's game. Nick's on 3 points.
Oh, it's not really my game.
Cass
then,
is on
it?
4 points. Mish is on 5 points, but The House out in front on 6 points. So it's only 3 points separating the whole field, and you three have triple points up for grabs in this final round.
Great.
And we can pull that points.
Yeah, you can pull the points. Here's question number 7. This one comes from, it's another Canadian one, I think.
Is this the movie one?
This is the movie one.
I love this one. Movie.
It's time for the movie one.
This one comes from Matthew Bohr from Kelowna in British Columbia. Mm. Oh, is that, or is that America? That's Canada, isn't it? British Columbia?
No, choose your words carefully.
Oh, my God. So Matthew's question is, what is the synopsis for the 2018 straight-to-DVD Surfer?
Sorry, what's it called?
It's called Surfer. And then what's the two dots?
Colon. Surfer colon.
Surfer colon. Teen confronts fear.
Surfer's colon.
Surfer's colon.
Surfer's colon.
Apparently it's so obscure that Matthew says it would even be safe to ask this to Alexei Toliopoulos. So that's...
Oh, because it's that obscure. Okay. Yeah, no. Yeah.
If it passes the Alexei test, British Columbia is a Canadian province. All right, while you're writing your answers, here's the article about those angry bees. It was written by Michael Ranger for the Toronto City News. People in Burlington are being advised to keep their windows closed after a truck lost a load of bees on Wednesday morning. Halton police say 5 million bees were on the loose after a truck transporting beehives dropped a bunch of them on Guelph Line north of Dundas Street around 6:15 a.m. Halton Police Constable Ryan Anderson said, "I've never seen anything like this. It's hard to avoid using the bee puns, but it is quite serious. We've had some of the people trying to clean up get stung quite a bit. People in passing vehicles and residents who live in the area were being asked to close their windows. Pedestrians are being asked to avoid the area for the time being." Police said they expected the cleanup to wrap up by 10 a.m. thanks to an overwhelming response from beekeepers. Officers will be leaving some crates behind for leftover bees to naturally return to. "We continue to ask pedestrians to avoid the area and that residents do not approach or touch the crates being left behind for the bees," reads a tweet from that Halton police. "They will be collected once the bees have returned." City News 680 traffic reporter Jordan Kerr was over the scene in a chopper around 8:30 a.m. and reported seeing beekeepers picking up boxes of hives as the insects swarmed all over the roadway. "I don't know how long it's going to take to corral all these bees, but it could be a while," says Kerr. "The bees are angry. I've seen a couple of beekeepers getting stung." Guelph Line was closed in both directions between Dundas and First Side Road, but roads have since reopened. Man, I hadn't read that before I was reading it out, and I'm a little disappointed by the fact the cop said it's kind of hard to avoid using bee puns, and then he didn't use a single bee pun. It actually seems like it was pretty easy for you, Constable Ryan Anderson. All right, the answers are in. Final question. What is the synopsis for the 2018 straight-to-DVD Surfer, Teen Confronts Fear? After posting in an online surfing forum for 5 years under the pseudonym Wave_Gun, 17-year-old David Padge is banned by the admin. He watches as members of the forum wonder where he went and start to accuse him of not even knowing how to surf. David, who has not surfed after a leg injury at 15, starts competing in local surf competitions, and tracking forum members wonder at this new rising star. That's option one. Uh-huh. Option two. A young Australian boy watches the ocean waves daily, but has yet to have the courage to get up on the board until one day something special happens. A magic surfboard named Finn comes to life to teach the ways of the waves the motions of the oceans.
That's cooked. Yeah.
I like the phrase, watches the ocean waves daily. That sounds like it was written by a surfer. Mm. You know,
these all sound very Tim Winton so far.
Don't
the first one does, definitely.
Randy, played by Gil McCrissy, is a young genius, bullied by his peers and chastised by the adults around him. When he invents the internet and finds himself flung headfirst into fame and riches, he is enticed into a life of crime and misdemeanors.
Oh, I get surfer. I get it now.
Can Matilda, played by Harriet Gray, the lovable waitress, guide him away from his newfound darkness, or will Randy be stuck surfing the web of lies? I don't even know what the real one is. I haven't read any of these, so I'm loving this. Can't wait to find out. After a near fatal surfing accident, 13-year-old Sage struggles to get back on the waves. That is, until one day a mysterious ink-filled man washes onto shore. Throughout, Sage will learn the power of facing fears while avoiding government agents and making a strange friend along the way.
Did you say ink-filled?
Ink-filled. Ink-filled. Like an octopus, I guess.
Like an octopus. Yeah.
But an ink-filled man.
Yeah. How would you know he was ink-filled?
I think you'd find out pretty quick. I mean, I'd make it known.
Yeah.
Were I full of ink, none of you would be guessing.
He just had Bic written on the side of him or something. Jason, a 16-year-old Cali surfer, must face his worst fear, public speaking. With an upcoming presentation in his English class, can Jason impress the class and his crush? Will the crusty teacher give him the surfs up?
Crusty?
Like a crusty demon.
And can he learn some life lessons along the way from his wise African-American neighbor?
Whoa!
Is this going to be like the...
That movie sounds awful.
Wait. I like the question it poses. Will the crusty teacher give him the surfs up?
That's so stupid.
You know you've made it as a surfer when your crusty teacher gives you the surfs up.
Okay.
Or finally, after his father dies as a result of being stung by a box jellyfish, a young boy refuses to enter the water and continue his family's history of surfing and life-saving until he meets his estranged grandfather, who teaches him to embrace their shared spiritual connection to nature and the water. Okay.
These are all Tim Winton, except for the...
Inkfield Man?
Yeah.
Because Tim Winton is the Inkfield Man.
Yeah. Oh, he is, isn't he? Yeah.
True.
It's true.
What year was this movie?
2018.
Oh. Pretty recent, considering.
So I'll try and do it quickly. So you had the guy with the pseudonym Wave Gun. Wave underscore gun, he gets banned from the page and then starts surfing again. People are like, who's this guy? He's good. Then you got young Australian boy watching ocean waves daily. doesn't have the courage to get up on board, but his fin, the magic surfboard. Then you got Randy, a young genius being bullied by his peers. He ends up on the web of lies. or that poses the question, will he be stuck surfing the web of lies? After a near fatal surfing accident, 13-year-old Sage struggles to get back on the waves until the mysterious Inkfield Man washes onto shore. And there's government agents and making strange friends along the way. Then you got Jason, a 16-year-old Cali surfer, facing his worst fear, public speaking. Will the crusty teacher give him the surf's up?
Oh, that one's not even about surfing.
No.
No, he's a 16-year-old surfer.
Oh, okay.
Cali surfer. Or finally, after his father dies as a result of being stung by a box jellyfish, a young boy refuses to enter the water to continue his family's history until his estranged grandfather.
That's the most realistic for sure.
And
that could have just happened.
This is, of course, a real movie, but we have some silly ones at times.
But direct to DVD.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hmm. Anyone want to jump in first?
I must go with the Inkfield Man.
Yeah, I'm feeling similar.
I simply must. I if an Inkfield Man washed up on my shore, my life's changing too. I get that. I understand.
We want to see the Inkfield Man.
Yeah.
So you're both going Inkfield Man?
I don't know yet.
Okay. How do you picture the Inkfield Man, Cass?
Oh, brooding.
Is he like squelchy?
I would.
I think he is an octopus.
Yes.
I think the reveal would be that, he's like, there'll be a scene where he takes off his trench coat or whatever and his arms split into two and then like this.
Yeah. So he'd be like, So
Mesa just did a perfect impression of an octopus.
That was
it's
so
sad
impressive.
The camera's broken. Yeah.
Like a merman, but an octo man.
Yeah, like an octo man, yeah.
Remember Octo Mum?
Yes.
Like that.
Remember her? She was fun.
She still has all those kids.
Yeah, she'd porn.
Okay. Those are two very different revelations there.
How old are her kids now?
I don't think it's the Finn one because it's Australian and I don't think they've got the budget.
Right.
To do a magical surfboard, if that's what it is.
So, box jellyfish sting, talk back into it, the most realistic one in Mish's words. Got the Cali surfer facing his worst fear, public speaking, crusty teacher, surfed up. Inkfield Man.
That one was written in a panic, I feel. and maybe it is real. But I don't want to see it.
Just very quickly, the octuplets are 15 this year.
Wow. Oh. I was about to say all of them, and of course, yes, all of them. How does that? Yes, okay.
That's right.
She wasn't just a mum who had eight kids over time, which would, to me, would be newsworthy.
Yeah.
She had them all at once. Octo mum.
That's so many in you.
Yeah.
You don't have room for one.
No
that's
way.
That's like a cat's litter. if you know what I mean. Oh, no, cat's litter is where they shit, isn't it?
No.
No, okay, great.
Why is it both? You're right.
Is it both?
Yeah, you have a litter of cats and then cats shit in the litter.
Mm. What's...
That shouldn't be...
That doesn't feel
That's
right.
That's not me. No.
No. Wait, Mason, have you guessed?
I have not guessed. I don't think it's the surfing the web one. Yeah. Because it sounds boring. Unless it's like an educational DVD.
Straight to school DVD.
Yeah. And I can't remember what the first one is. I also think it's Octopus Man.
Octopus
Ink
Man.
Ink Man. I think it's Ink Man.
I think it's Three for the Ink Man.
Three for the Ink Man. All right. Let's go through who wrote the answers. A young Australian boy watches the ocean waves daily. His magic surfboard named Finn comes to life. That was Matthew Bore, a.k.a. The House.
Good job, Matthew. Mm.
Matthew Bore also wrote, will the crusty teacher give him the steps up?
Good job, Matthew Bore.
Yeah.
So they were both The House's ones. So, geez, The House gets no points this round.
We either get all the points and no points at all?
One of you gets all of the points.
Oh, that's true. What if one person made this up, do they get... No,
they wouldn't.
Oh,
they get six. They get 6
Wait,
points.
Wait, don't stick too far ahead.
Okay. All right.
I'll quickly go. This feels like the Brownlow medal now that we know who's won it.
Yeah.
Anyway, father dies. Box jellyfish, the most realistic one, according to Mish.
Well, some we reason, don't know who's died. We could all be wrong.
Didn't get it. That was Meso.
Come on.
The one about Randy, played by Gil McCrissy.
The boring one.
The one where Randy might be stuck surfing the web. .. of lies. That was Mish.
That's so nice. I love that touch.
Yeah, thank you so much, Cass.
The wave gun. Wave _ gun. David Padge. What a great name, Cass.
Great name. Was that you?
Yeah.
That was good.
That means, yes, you were all correct.
Yes!
Mysterious ink-filled man.
That's fucking weird, man.
Isn't that so funny? That I don't know. I can't explain it to you. I don't know what that means. I don't have a DVD player.
Bizarre.
Mm. But actually, no, I do have a DVD player. I don't have the DVD.
You don't have this DVD. Yeah. All copies were destroyed.
Oh, my God. I know what this means.
Yeah, well, I've got to tabulate the scores, please.
Yeah, tabulate those scores. Tabulate them real good.
While I'm tabulating them, let me quickly just read out a couple of brief reviews. This one comes from Joe Layden from Variety, and he writes, a young wave rider is visited from the sea by his presumed dead dad in this amateurish effort that doesn't hold water. Okay, the ink-filled man's is presumed dead dad. Do you think it's octopus pretending to be him or something?
Maybe. I knew there'd be a dead dad involved.
Yeah, there's always a dead
dad. There's a dead dad. I knew
it. Kids movies, Disney started it.
Yeah, they did.
And now everyone just has to use it. And then,
I'm afraid because my dad died.
That was John Layden from Variety's review.
I'm going to Google the ink man. What he looks like.
Yeah.
John Derringer from ScreenSlate wrote, it deserves to be widely celebrated, counter to its panning by Variety's Joe Layden.
I think he's just a guy. It's like Christopher Lambert. look at this.
Oh my God, bizarre.
Sorry, we're back. We're back in the room.
The Ink Man's just a man.
Yeah, I guess he's filled with ink, but it must be revealed at some time. Maybe he squirts out his nipples or something.
What's this one?
You can watch it on YouTube.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Let's do it. Let's get some Thai after the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Finally, this one comes from Jay Hurtado from Screen Anarchy. Objectively, Surfer Teen Confronts Fear is terrible, but it's terrible in the same way that Ivan was terrible. It is tremendous.
Ivan Milat?
It is tremendous.
Yeah, he was terrible, I reckon.
He was pretty
it was
bad.
Very
in
bad.
The exact same way that Ivan Milat was terrible. All right.
It was tremendous, immense, indefatigable, and unique. You may never truly understand it, but you have no choice but to respect it.
Do we?
No choice, Cass. All right, final scores.
Oh, I love
Holy
this
part. Holy moly. On 6 points, in equal third, we have Nick and the House.
All right. As long as I beat the House, I'm happy.
Well, you are equal with the House.
In well, second... you know, it's a moral victory, isn't it?
What are you, the bloody English cricket team? All right. In second place on 7 points, it's Cass Page. Meaning out in front on 8 points, it's Mish Wittrop.
Not bad. Very good.
Big wet.
Thank you so much. Give me the money.
Oh, I'm good for it, I swear. Hey, before we get to that, Mish, where can people find you? You've just had a great run at the Comedy Festival.
It was a phenomenal run.
Are you taking it elsewhere?
Yes, Sydney. I'm taking it to Sydney.
Awesome.
On the 25th of April is when I open.
Great.
For three shows. So if you're in Sydney, you want to go to Sydney Comedy Festival, you can come see Act Like I'm Not Here.
So that's in about a week and a half from today when it comes out. Oh, awesome.
Well, yeah.
You got time to buy your tickets up to Sydney then.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right.
Or down to Sydney.
Go get yourself to Sydney.
Or across to Sydney.
I'll be at Factory Theatre on the 25th, the 27th and the 28th at 7 p.m. And if you don't live in Sydney or you don't want to come, fair call. You can also follow me on Instagram.
Fair call. Hey, no problems.
We're cool.
No hard feelings.
At Mish Witchrup on Instagram. I have a Twitter. I don't use it.
And a podcast called Mission Zach's Leguizamarama.
And my podcast, Mission Zach's Leguizamarama.
Which maybe we've all been on.
Two of the three. We've got to get Cass on.
Got to get Cass.
Got to get Cass.
Get that general energy on. Jeez, it would be a good fit on that pod.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun.
Me and Saran's Dry Dry's also at Sydney Comedy Festival at the Manning Bar.
Oh, when? Are you there when I'm there? I'd love to have people to hang out with while I'm there.
I don't fucking know.
God, geez, I don't want to hang out with you.
That was such a... Well, yeah, you know when you've overstepped when someone's like, God,
Jesus Christ.
look.
I was trying to be on your side, but it works either way, I think. I'm tired of everyone here. I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
We're there.
We all want dinner.
From the 8th to the 12th of May.
Oh, I'll be well gone by then.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, Cass, yes, where can people find you? In Sydney at Live Pods?
Just recording.
So people can go to the house or the
studio? Just come to
studio.
The home. Yeah. if you figure out where we are. Please don't.
I love putting out a challenge like that.
No!
All the clues are there in the episode, so you have to listen to every episode and they'll drop all the clues.
You'll be able to triangulate it.
You'll be able to do it.
Absolutely. You can find me at on the Sans Pants Radio Network. Shut Up a Second, I think, also had 2 out of 3. Mish, we've got to get you on.
Yeah.
On Shut Up a Second. And then also Being Hot is Hard. Very fun and silly podcast. Mish, we've got to get you on. You are big wet.
Well, we were originally, but then I got COVID. Facts.
And there's nothing hot about having COVID.
Well, you haven't seen me with COVID, mate.
Pulls it off. Yeah. No one's doing it like her.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
How about you, Maiso?
I've got a podcast called The Weekly Planet. It's about movies and comic books and TV shows and et cetera. We love our superhero movies over there. Maybe we'll talk about Surfer Colon over there at some point.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
I think you should. Sounds fantastic. Yeah. Ink Man. That sounds like a DC character.
That's right up our alley. Yeah.
All right, great. Oh, did you say anything? You were finished with the German.
Oh no, he's speaking German again.
Love it when Matt speaks German.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Why not give us a 5-star review? Maybe tell your friends if you know anyone who might enjoy this show. Come see us all live if we are live. Nick, you should come to a Do Go On at the Comedy Festival.
Okay.
I'll talk to you after.
Okay.
Okay.
Excuse me.
You sound quite busy. It's already over. It's done. Forget it. Never said anything. Cheers for
I think we should all stay in the front row at one of the gigs and just stare.
Yeah, I'm going to go now and just be like, when you're like question time, I'd be like, why didn't you invite me to do this?
Hey, cheers for tuning in to Who Knew with Matt Stewart. Now that you know it, I've been Matt Stewart. Goodbye. Singing to metal is not good.
Singing to metal?
Well, you know, I was in the crowd.
Are you helping out?
Yelling along with everyone else.
Yeah, that's nice. Did you go to Taylor Swift?
No.
Did anyone in this room?
No.
We're the four.
We're the four.
Yeah.
It's just us.
I think so.
I worked it. I was doing a shuttle service.
Oh, yeah.
So it was...
Wait, were you really?
Yeah.
Oh.
They were very polite, but there was a lot of them. Yeah. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah,
apparently I don't know if you know this, there's a lot of Taylor Swift fans.
Apparently it was like just everyone was inundated with glitter and pink and like sparkles and stuff like that, but everyone was really nice, so it was hard to be mad at the masses because everyone was just so lovely.
Yeah, a lot of cowboy boots. Is that a Taylor Swift?
Yeah, she's taken to that recently.
All right.
I think she's finished with the cowboy boots now, but she did take to it.
Was that one of her eras?
Yeah.
She's extracted all the value from the Western aesthetic.
That's her cowboy slut era. And now she's in, so she went through her like folklore churny butter era, and now she's about to pop into this Dead Poets Society Foundation or whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and
like private schoolboy.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Except she's a girl.
Oh my god.
So, wow, how does that even work?
Long socks and is that what the kind of long socks and blazers?
I don't know. I think the pictures of her that have been released for a new album are just like her like just wriggling about in some silk.
Oh, you're thinking of, you're thinking of
like a worm.
Yeah, like a worm. This is a worm era.
It's a device used to crack open. It's a oh no. You know, you know when you're halfway through mucking something up, going, well, that's in the bloopers at the end. Yeah. It's a device.
Oh, wow.
This is question one. And I at least I got through trying to say the German word. These are English words. Dean's question's longish. Here it is. Garfield has 9 lives. Mm. Hang on. I'll read it as it's actually written. Garfield.
Oh my god, it's been Garfield this whole time?
Matt, stop doing night podcasts.
Yeah.
Like, stop it. Okay. You and this bloke need to have a little nap. I'll give you my bed bug. You can take it with you.
Yeah. Are you just reading this guy's thing? Garfield,
This is where he wrote all of this. Mm. Yep. Wait, I'm trying to... The violet egg-shaped bit? Is that what you think is... Oh no, the softly hairy... I don't know. I don't think I understand what puss is anymore. So a tepal is the segment of the outer whorl in a flower that has no differentiation between petals and sepals. What are sepals? Sepals.
Sepals, tepals, petals?
Sepals.
Each of the parts of the calyx of a flower enclosing the petals and typically green and leaf-like. Every definition has a new word. I don't know. What's a calyx? I'm going deeper and deeper. The sepals of a flower. This is what a calyx
is. You don't want to go deeper into learning. That's yeah. It's a fool's errand. Don't do it. Yeah, close your laptop. Let's go home.
Yeah. I think that's a good call. Thank you so much.
You all right, man?
I'm feeling weird.
We got a monster energy. We got a monster energy drink for you if you want one.
Yeah, let's have your listeners know this. Matt walked in with a Monster Energy drink and said, "Do any of you drink Monster Energy drink?"
I don't know.
Which we all said no. And he goes, "Oh, fair enough." And then just put it in front of us.
Well, because I got
first one to crack.
I was at a bar.
Gonna get that ginseng.
At a bar at a music festival,
which is a cool guy thing to do.
And I ordered, two beers. And what I thought was a vodka, a mixed drink vodka.
What was everybody else having? Matt, it's a lot of drinks for one man.
All right, Mesa, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I forgot to get you a drink yesterday. And then, yeah, they gave me the monster. I don't know which, I'm guessing it was the vodka one they misheard. But I think they were like, you're at a metal festival. Mm. You want a monster.
Is there a spirit you don't enjoy?
Yes.
What's that?
Tequila.
Okay. Because of what it does to you or for how it tastes?
How it tastes.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it just, I don't know, it tastes gross to me.
That's so interesting.
But, I really appreciate you're the first person I think I've ever said that to who hasn't said, you just haven't had a good one.
I'm thinking that. Well, no, because tequila's, I don't drink really. I'm not a big drinker. I only drink at weddings. That's kind of my rule.
Good rule.
Good rule. because all my friends are getting married at the moment, so I'm drinking a bit, and soon I'll just drink at funerals once they all start to die. But tequila is probably my spirit of choice, I reckon.
Oh, there you go.
I do like a gin.
Yeah, I don't mind a gin. Mm.
Have you had the mezcal?
Yeah, I've been given some nice ones to taste. That people say now you'll get it, and I'm like, the bit that makes them both the same is the thing I don't like.
But when you have mezcal, you have it with the pineapple juice.
Mm.
And that's a different flavor. Yeah.
Yes. The new movie.
Yeah, Chris Pratt's the voice of Garfield.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And
he voices everyone
he's
now.
Also very religious.
Garfield's religious?
No, Chris Pratt.
Oh, no.
He loves church. Like he's whipped on it.
Whipped on church.
He's whipped on church.
Mish, I should tell you, before you say anything you might regret, half of my audience is whipped on church.
Okay,
so.
Hey, I didn't say there's anything bad okay, being whipped no, on church.
That's a merch opportunity. A t-shirt that just says, I'm whipped on church with Who Knew It with Matt Stewart.
It's just it's hard for me now whenever I hear Chris Pratt to not think of how whipped on church he is because he is whipped on church. What's, anyway, I'm so sorry.
Well, no, what are the things you think of about being whipped on church? Is it like...
He just loves it. Like, he just...
Is that like his morning and night?
Yeah. Like, I think he goes like multiple times a week. He
but he
preaches
could afford
it.
To do anything.
Yeah, but he just, I know, he could afford to do anything. And the man is going to church. Like, go to the Bahamas.
Is
but
he going to like fun church?
Don't you think?
It's. I think he's a Hillsong boy.
Don't you reckon if you believe in God and that everything
if
is,
you believe.
Wouldn't you be obsessed by it?
Oh, 100%. If I believed in God, I would be at church right now. Like, I'd be like, if God is real, I want to hang out with him all the time.
And yeah, it's his house.
Yeah.
To me, that makes sense. And then, you've got forever after to live 100%. In heaven.
But then if you have Chris Pratt money, you could build the world's biggest tower to get to God.
Oh, yeah. You could just climb right up there.
Climb right up
there. You could just pay him to come down and do a spot at your birthday or something.
Do you think you reckon he's got God performing?
100%. He just did Mario Brothers. Yes.
Kind of
Guardians
money.
Of the Galaxy, bloody Mario hell. Brothers. He's got Guardians of the Galaxy money.
That's
we don't know. He probably does, but I imagine he God has to sign an NDO or whatever. Or he, no, God wouldn't have to sign it, would he? Chris Pratt has to sign an NDO for God.
Yeah. No, God's not signing an NDO for Chris Pratt. No.
He's not
Chris
that
Pratt's
powerful.
Famous, but he's not that famous, mate.
And God can just smite.
What?
God can just smite if anything goes wrong.
That is
always
true.
Got the option to smite.
Smite, yeah.
Mm. I wish I could smite.
Who would you smite?
Oh my God, such a good question. Who would I smite? Let me think about that.
Okay.
What are we talking about?
Smite, marry, kill, which is another way of saying smite.
I'm still trying to figure, which one of you said Triple M? Just tell me.
It was me.
Was it you?
It was
him?
Me.
It was very, very well done.
Mish. Oh, then it was me. It was me.
That means a lot, Mish.
Hey, removing my smite.
That means you've got a smite left for later.
Yeah.
You can smite anybody.
Yeah, you're taking the smite back.
I'm taking it back. Mm. That's my smite.
I said it funny. Sorry.
No, you're all right.
Sorry, Mish.
No, I'm so tired tonight. I'm sorry if I'm bulldozing everybody.
Hey, you're going to have tie tonight?
Mm-hmm.
And that's good. It's just, I'm thinking about it now. I'm thinking I'm going to have tie tonight. What are you
tied tonight?
I'm gonna have tied tonight.
Yeah, my partner just went and got some good old tie.
What are you going? What do you
reckon? Well, I don't know what he got us.
I like those.
But he knows me. We've been together long enough now that it would be really disappointing if he'd gotten something I don't like.
I like the fat noodle sort of.
Oh, you're a fat noodle kind of guy.
Yeah.
I had fat noodles today.
Yeah.
It.
I take fat noodles quite often.
Ooh. Spicy.
Yeah. As you were, go on.
I like the flat ones.
Flat rice boys.
Yeah, those are good ones.
Mm.
I like all noodles. I'm a noodle kind of girl.
I think I meant flat ones when I said fat ones. Are they different?
Oh, I meant flat ones when I said fat ones. The fat ones I'm thinking of are flat.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
good chat.
What, what if they're tall? We didn't, what if we're
noodles?
Looking at the dimensions?
Oh. Thinking of spaghetti. Yeah. Thinking of spaghetti there.
No, like what if noodles go that way? And so they're actually just really tall.
Right.
I think he got us a pad thai. That would be my guess. A vegetarian pad thai.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Good boy. He's a Musliman curry kind of guy. So I reckon he would have gotten that because I'm not there to tell him let's go green.
Mm. Oh, okay.
I'm a green curry or a yellow curry kind of girl.
Right. And is Massaman the red one or is
Musliman's
that red?
The peanut-based one with potatoes and stuff in it.
I like that. I like all of these, actually.
Yeah, they're really good. Whereas
Holy
I like...
Holy shit, what a cuisine.
I prefer green because I like a veg-heavy curry.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas Musliman's just like potatoes and peanuts and usually some sort of meat, but we'll get vegetarian because he has to eat that way because that's how I eat.
That's nice. You get to share.
Well, no, what he would have done for sure is order some sort of side moment of meat, which he's allowed to have.
Mm.
But I'd love to know if he'd ordered me some sort of side moment. I bet he didn't.
What would you take as a side moment?
A little veggie...
Curry puff?
Yeah, veggie curry. Absolutely. I love a curry puff.
I would have got you a curry puff.
I love a little a Roddy. Nice. What do you go?
A Roddy moment?
Yeah, I love a Roddy moment.
Yeah, I reckon he might. There's a good chance he could have gotten a Roddy.
Man, I'm getting so hungry.
Yeah, same. I'm literally like drooling a bit.
And a side of eggs you could put in a little machine.
Yeah, beautiful.
I'll say it. Do you want me to do the run-up every time or do you want me just to the end of the sentence
I'd
time?
Love the run-up. I'd love the fanfare. Yeah. I want to act like I'm standing in front of Ed.
And if it's too much, Connor can cut it out in the edits. That's fine.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Win-wins.
It's not our job.
Oh.
Yeah, we just need to be funny and good looking. We're good looking. Everyone's very good looking.
It's such a shame the cameras aren't working. They're all so beautiful.
Yeah. Too hot for podcasting.
What I want more than anything is for your listeners to know exactly how attractive we are.
Yeah.
We're all above an 8.5.
Yeah.
And that's good.
Mm.
We've got a high floor.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And an even higher ceiling, which makes sense.
Yes, that's right.
I don't think it would make sense.
Like a big fat noodle.
Racketeering, I have no idea what it is, but man, it sounds fun.
Yeah, I know, doesn't it just?
For some reason, it makes me think of the Rocket Man or that movie about
I'm a racketeer.
Rocketeer. That's what it's making me think of the movie The Rocketeer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why, because it is a close word. I don't know how my brain works is what I was thinking, but no, yes, okay. The Rocketeer, a movie I've never even seen. Is there a movie called The Rocketeer?
Yes. No. It was directed by Joe Johnston.
Okay.
The director of Captain America the First Avenger.
Really?
Yeah. Is this real?
The Rocketeer. Yeah. What? He's got a rocket pack. He's got a fin on his head.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. It's good? From like the 90s. Yeah, it's good.
You're
like
a nerd.
It's fun. It's fun. It's based on a comic book. Of course I've seen it.
You love comic. Did you know that about him?
What?
Nick Mason loves a comic.
Mm, I didn't know that.
It's so weird you didn't know the Garfield question.
Mm. It's not a comic book. It's a comic strip. How dare you? How dare you?
Stop spitting on cats.
I don't think I deserve this. no mistake.
All right.
Do you know one time, too recently, I had a cup of tea, I dropped it all over myself, and it went right into my lap, and the first thing I thought of is that pissing yourself would feel great. It was so comforting. I was just so instantly warm. And it's like, you know how like if your hands and feet get cold, it's like really, really hard to warm up? I think crotch is like a really good one to just get you really warm really fast.
Oh, I had a different experience. I was quite afraid of third-degree burns on my nuts.
Sure.
I was on a plane and it was a freshly poured cup of tea.
Who dropped it?
No, I did it. I was getting a bit delirious. It was like a flight to LA. And
brag.
Yeah, no, okay. So you've been to LA. We get it, man.
And the, cool.
I've been to LA. I got hot tea on my nuts. We
classic
get it.
Brag.
Yeah, must be nice.
Industry thing. Must be nice. I don't understand, but
must be nice to have hot tea nuts.
Yeah.
I forgot it was there, and then I got up and just knocked it like almost.
Did
instantly.
You spill it on someone next to you as well?
No, just straight like hit the bullseye of my lap.
That how do you knock? How do you stand up?
Isn't
knock something
amazing?
Away from you and.
Yeah.
On
reverse
purpose
tea
is
bag.
The answer. On
yeah.
purpose.
Reverse tea bag. Yeah, that's right.
But also, plain tea is scalding.
Yes.
Did you burn your nuts?
I was worried. I was very red. I went to the bathroom. It was the start. I had 10 more hours or whatever on the plane.
Did it hurt?
Brag. And it we get it. You've gone on long hauls.
It was, yeah. It was,
were you
anyway.
In an aisle seat?
No, I was in the middle.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no,
well,
I was on the
window. It's nice that he's kept humble, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was brutal because I was in like the middle seat and a friend has given me a thing so that I can go into the lounge and stuff. He had like a spare thing and it got attached to my Qantas thing. But it meant I'm sitting in the cheap seats, right? But they sent a concierge type person up to me and say, "So are you Mr. Stewart?" I said, "Yeah." And they said, "Well, let me talk you through the flight."
I'm the nuts guy.
Do you often fly?
This happens all the time.
Yeah, yeah. But they talked me through it and everyone else around must have been like, it's so weird to get first class treatment in the cheap seats.
Yeah.
It's like, this is the worst of both worlds. You just, I wish you would stop doing this.
So if you didn't have that tag, somebody would just come up to you and go, get over it.
Yeah.
God.
This is a genuine question. I'm so sorry. I've just never thought to ask this. Has anyone here flown first class before?
No, never.
Fuck. We're the only ones. We didn't go to Taylor Swift. We haven't. I'd love to know what happens in first class with the whole like, and this is what we do now. Like, you know, put your life vest on, and do they do the little dance for the people in first class too?
They have to, right?
Or are they just like, you don't need to know.
I think the closest
we'll
I've been
save
is,
you by carrying you ourselves.
Yeah, you've all got parachutes.
Your
it's
money
fine.
Will save you.
That's right.
It breaks off, and it's another plane. We got a separate engine for the first class.
Yeah, the safety presentation is for when we jettison the back.
Yeah.
Which we will do at a moment's notice.
But I think the closest to first class I've been is exit row. You know?
Sure. Yeah.
Have you ever been in that?
Oh, yeah. That's the poor bitch first class.
Yeah, it's a very, it's the tiniest step forward.
Yeah.
But I'm not business class or anything like that.
Oh, you know what? No, I got upgraded to a business class 1 hour flight, like to Sydney.
Beautiful.
They give you like, the glasses are glass.
Really?
I mean, it was still very much a plane seat. The plane seats were made out of a different material. You know how sometimes when they try and make a car fancy, they're like, ooh, leather seats. You're like, you've not really done anything, have you? So it's a bit spongier and the glasses are made of glass.
Great.
And when you get given your food, the food isn't in a little box, it's on a plate.
Nice.
But it was, you know, I was like, oh, can I have the quiche? And instead of being like quiche in a box, it was like quiche on ceramic. I'm like, ooh.
And it costs so much more. It can't be worth it, especially for an hour flight, I suppose.
Oh, my God. No. I was just trying to use points up, and that was the only flight I had available.
I'm not having a go at you, but I'm saying like.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. Speaking, I wouldn't have.
If you're listening to this and you work for an airline, prove us wrong.
Yeah.
Prove it's not, but give us some upgrades.
It's all I've ever wanted.
First class tickets anywhere.
Anywhere's fine.
We'll go.
I have never wanted anything so much in my life as to be like when I fly first class. That's like a big bucket list. And I know it's
they
so stupid.
They can crash the plane.
Yeah, 100%. I know it's stupid, but to me, that's success.
Can picture you with big sunglasses and like a silk scarf over your head sort of thing.
I would play the part perfectly. Yeah. I just have to know what happens in there. Mm.
And you're smoking one of those really long cigarettes with a holder on it?
Oh, absolutely.
And you're calling everyone
smoking.
Darling?
Yes, absolutely. And like snarling at all the pov bitches.
Here's your individual quiche, Ms. Wet.
Oh, my God. I would love it. I want an individual quiche.
I want someone to call me Ms. Wet. We've got different bucket lists, I guess.
I not specifically like what happens in there. I want to know what it's like to hit turbulence lying down.
Oh.
I feel like it would be like rocking me to sleep.
Without a doubt.
I love turbulence.
I just want to be rich. Is that so much to ask?
No. All you need to do is get paid more.
We're just making conversation now because Matt has chosen to get up and move away from his microphone.
Thank you. This is what podcast is like.
If you beat the house, life-changing money.
That's true. So,
life-changing money.
I've beat the house before on this game. Let it be known.
That's right.
The little corners of a Super Duper so the kids don't joke with themselves.
How good were roll-ups?
Oh, my God.
My mum never got them.
How did you eat them?
I stole them from my people.
No.
Like, how did I eat them? Oh, okay.
I would roll them into a sphere.
Oh, yeah.
All in gold.
All in one, yeah. Or I would savour them by, like, stretching them out really, really far and then just kind of suck on it, gum on it a bit.
You could really make a meal of them.
Mm. I've never had one.
You look like the kind of kid that would have loved a roll-up, Matt. Mm. I'm sorry, but truthfully.
Deprived.
Do they still make roll-ups?
Must do, yeah, surely.
Oh, I don't know what the... Yeah,
they're probably healthy now. They've got fruit in them or something.
I think the...
Actual fruit.
The coolest one I had was like the Uncle Toby's Choc Chip muesli bars.
Oh.
Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
I went for the yogurt top ones.
Oh,
those
were
the mums my mum got because she thought they were healthier.
Yeah.
They definitely weren't. But yeah, she was like, no, must be yogurt top. You're getting... You're so chubby.
Yogurt will fix that.
Yogurt's like, it is just fat.
It's pure fat.
Bacterial. Yeah. Eat everything white. It's fine. Yeah.
What we used to think was healthy in the 90s is
crazy.
So funny. Like, I thought juice was healthy until quite recently.
Mm.
And someone's like, no, that's all the goodness of the fruit is sort of taken out. It's just the sugar part.
Yeah, what you
it's
want crazy. To eat is just pulp.
Yeah.
Just a big cup of pulp.
Mm. Eat the rest.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know why I've set up a show where I like I'm really a bad anxiety sort of thing is like built into it where there's a period where I'm talking and the rest of the room are on their phones. Oh. I've designed it that way.
That's good. Every week you get braver.
Yeah.
You know, you can't be brave unless you're actually scared. So that's, you know, really nice.
Man, I'm going to eat some Thai food tonight. I'll tell you
that.
Oh,
my God. I can't stop thinking about it.
Not a good night to be
Thai. You read one of them, it's like, someone eats a lot of Thai food.
Not a good night to be a Roddy Bread, I reckon.
Nah, I reckon so. They're fine. Fucking Roddy Bread's fucked now. Welcome to my tum, you fucking idiot.
Make yourself at home. It's all yours in there. You got a first class ticket all the way down to my guts. It's kind of fun. I normally don't have a croaky voice, but this is pretty fun talking down here. So I might just keep it up for a bit while you're all looking at your phones. Just amuse myself. Oh, if I could paint a picture for the listeners.
You keeping this?
Mesa and Cass, very serious. Mish.
Thinking about Roddy, bro.
Mish is thinking about dinner, but also looks like she's finding what she's writing quite amusing.
The funniest one, then, is it? All right.
It's not that.
Good to know.
Really bad.
Oh, no, the pedo one.
But I'm committed now and I'm done, you know? Enjoy this, Matt.
I've just fully copy and pasted Matthew Boar's answers. I've not read any of the answers, including the real one out before now. So you know how you normally read me like a book, Mesa? You can't today.
Wow.
My face won't be able to tell you anything. This is how I'm going to play poker in the future.
Oh, yeah.
Not okay. Understand the game. Actually, that's...
You'll just be there going, well, this card, I'm not going to tell you what that one is.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you what this one is.
I haven't even looked.
I haven't even looked at them. I could have a winning hand. I don't even know.
I don't know, but yeah. I'm all in. Oh. All the answers are in.
No, they are not.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Sorry. What I thought was long enough to be a synopsis was your answer for the headline question.
My God.
Sorry about that. That was just a genuine...
Did you like mine?
I haven't. I'm not reading them.
Oh.
Do I need to?
No.
Are there any words in there you think I might stumble upon?
No, you're fine.
Well, you've seen me stumble upon some pretty simple words today.
Yes, that's very true.
Like that German one, do you remember that?
Yeah, that was an hour and 50 minutes ago.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.